football is a mirror of early America, reflecting toughness, courage, and self-denial. The game is wide open, not confined. X's and O's on a blackboard are translated into imagination on the field.
It is open mic to mic Friday on Super Bowl weekend, and I am going to the Super Bowl. Yes, I am. It's ironic, of course, that I, the most sports-averse host in talk radio history, is actually going to be in the stadium tomorrow to report back to my audience live on Monday about the sights, the sounds, the people, the masks, the food, the air, the whatever. And it'll be fun. And right now we're going to go to open mic lines on the Savage Nation. Any topic is fair game. I have a surprise for you. Anyone who gets on the show tonight will get a free copy of my novel, A Time for War, which is coming out in exactly 2 weeks. Any caller who clears the board screener we'll get a free copy of A Time for War sent out on Monday morning. Now, we can begin with the news, because if I go backwards, I'll go forwards. I think it's best to start with, I'll do the news in a minute, because today Hillary Clinton sounds to me like she's deranged. I've always mistrusted her ever since Cattlegate, Hattlegate, Maddlegate, Daddlegate, Madelinegate, and all of the other gate gates that were involved with her and her husband. And she did the worst job in the history of the State Department, covered up by the stenographers in the media. We have the Middle East on fire. We have an Islamist regime taking over the most populous Muslim country on earth, Egypt, and we send them 400 M1A Abrams tanks and F-16s. It's beyond comprehension. The Middle East is more unstable than it's ever been in my lifetime, but you have to listen to what she said today as she departed the State Department. Please play it.
I will not have the opportunity to continue being part of this amazing team, but I am so grateful that we've had a chance to contribute in each of our ways to making our country and our world stronger, safer, fairer, and better.
I'm speechless, and I am never speechless. Do you agree that Hillary Clinton and her team has made America and the world stronger, safer, fairer, and better? And if you believe that's true, tell us how. Because the opposite is obvious. She's made it weaker, less safe, less fair, and worse. But she says she made the world stronger, safer, fairer, and better. So if you're a Lib Dem, if you're a brainwashed jelly bean eater, why don't you call the show, and I'm going to listen to you. And you're going to tell America on the Savage Nation tonight how Hillary Clinton has made the world stronger, safer, fairer, and better, and America as well. Open mic to Mike tonight, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. You are listening to The Last Word in Talk Radio, The Savage Nation. Let me tell you a story while you're calling the phone numbers, because I have so much time during the day now that the show starts so late that I can actually go to lunch as opposed to eating out of styrofoam boxes in my kitchen watching the news. It's a big change for me. And now that the weather's getting spring-like here in the San Francisco Bay Area, I went up to lunch to a place I never go to lunch. I only go there for dinner. I enjoyed the lunch I sat outdoors. It's a place called Chalet Basque. I know the owner, Roger Minaldo, for over 40 years. He used to be down in Sausalito at a place called Guernica. This is a purely local place. Nobody knows this place, but it's full all the time because it's the best food in the world. They know me so well that I literally just have to show up and they know what to make me. They know there's no butter, the this, the that. But the food is amazing. Sitting outdoors, you're reminded of being in a little country place in France. So it's a place I sit and enjoy. So Roger comes over and we start chatting and he says to me, he knows a guy that he said would have made a perfect talk show host. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, he's the kind of guy that if you ask him to tell you the time on his watch, he'll tell you how the watch was made. I said he should have been in talk radio. He would have been he would have been there. If you ask him the time, he'll tell you how the watch was built. I said, it sounds like somebody I know. And I had a wonderful meal, and here I am in front of the microphone. 855-400-7282, Michael Savage going to the Super Bowl, the most sports-averse host in history. I don't know what to ask you to ask me. But, you know, Hillary Clinton is another topic, stronger, safer, fairer, better. Is she deluded, or did they just lie to themselves? Does she really believe that with a dead ambassador, with Islamists raging throughout Libya, throughout Egypt, with Syria burning, that she's made the world stronger, safer, fairer, better? Or does she just say what she knows to be false, or does she believe it? KSFO, San Francisco. Pat, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, I heard yesterday on another show, I won't say his name, but Wallbanger.
Wallbanger.
He's the only national talk show host that's going to the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Okay. If he says that, then you know what to believe, how much you can trust him on anything.
Yeah, I was.
In other words, if he lies about that, what else is he lying about?
Yeah, I was floored.
How's that? Throw that in Wallbanger's face. If he's willing to lie even about who's going to the Super Bowl, then how can you trust that Wallbanger on anything?
I called him and they wouldn't even let me on the show.
No, of course not. That's how Wallbanger's calls. He's like Hillary Clinton Wallbanger.
Yeah,
he says what he wants you to believe, and he won't take calls to the contrary. What a shame that he's that insecure. I heard many things about. I don't want to smear him. He smears himself every time he gets up in the morning.
He told me.
But you want a free copy of the book. What's the name of my new novel?
I don't remember. I'm too excited.
Okay, you're going to get it. But anyone else, if I say, if you name it, you gain it. It's called A Time for War. And you want to hear something odd? The book is about Chinese cells in the United States of America who are planning a terrorist attack against the country. And they're interrupted by my hero, Jack Hatfield. You want to hear something amazing? The New York Times reported yesterday on its own front page that their newspaper had been hacked by the Chinese military repeatedly, and they had to invest a lot of money in a firewall to stop the Chinese military from hacking their newspaper. The reason the Times was being hacked is because they were running an expose on the Chinese premier's family making billions of dollars through corrupt contracts. Does that sound familiar? So the New York Times now finds out that China is at war with them. My editor goes to the New York Times and says, hey, guys, you should cover A Time for War. You should interview Michael Savage. The book is about what just happened to you in a way. You know what they said? We don't want to know about it. He's not one of us. That's exactly what just happened with Wallbanger. He pretends he's one of you. When he's not one of you, he's one of them. It's the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. Texas Mel, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir. Ben, you never explained your dislike for sports. Who are you rooting for if you're going to the game?
Oh, I have to root for the 49ers. I'm from San Francisco. I'm not going to root for the Ravens.
Well, I was born in Baltimore, and I've been a Baltimore fan even when they didn't have a team.
I'm sorry, Mel, you're breaking up. I have to drop the call. It's not Mel's fault. Sorry about that. 855-400-7282, Savage Nation. Well, let's see who's calling us now. Pat's still up there? Oh, no, you're sending him a book. Indiana, Albert, what do you think about Hillary Clinton saying that she and her team has made the world and America safer, stronger, fairer, better?
In an odd way, it proves the old maxim. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
What's with the cell phone calls tonight? I don't understand this. Stop with the cell phone calls. It kills talk radio. I'll say it again. Do not give me cell phone calls. I will only take landlines or solid cell calls. The listener doesn't want to hear. How many times do I have to teach everybody how to do things in the world? There are rules I have. You want to hear the rules for my call screening? No cell phone calls that you can't hear. No very old people. No foreign accents and no children telling me how great I am. Please, I don't want any Boy Scouts telling me how wonderful I am. I know how wonderful I am. Stanford, Connecticut. Bill, we'll try you on the Savage Nation.
Hi, it's Bill from Stanford, Dr. Savage. I emphasize Dr. Savage. I took your advice a couple weeks ago and got the Trader Joe's vitamin C crystal.
Yeah.
My daughter and I had both serious head colds with asthma. Within 4 days, it felt remarkably better. No antibiotics, no steroids.
Of course. But go to your doctor. You know what he'll say? Well, you had a spontaneous remission. It would have gone away anyway. That quackery doesn't work.
Yeah, but he also gave me great advice on the bilberry for your retinitis in the past.
See, the reason the doctors tell you that the vitamins don't work is because there's almost no money in vitamins. It's not prescription. It's inexpensive, so it goes against the entire grain of the medical pharmaceutical guild. Bill, you're getting a free copy of my novel. What is the novel? Gone. No, is he there or not there? Well, he didn't tell me the name of the book. Kevin in Chicago, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi. I wanted to make a brief comment with regard to former Secretary of State Clinton. She allowed us to be enlightened on what was right and what was wrong. Without her failures, we wouldn't have been able to grow from that and see where we need to go in the future.
Yeah, but she said she made the world stronger, safer, fairer, better. Do you agree with her?
She made us wiser because we know what to do and what not to do. We can learn.
Wait, excuse me. What do you mean we know what to do? They just put Kerry in there. To the left of Hillary Clinton, they put Kerry in. He's going to be different than her?
No, you, me, our fellow listeners who agree with you in trying to vote, in trying to, you know, vote with our...
Yeah, a good. What choices do we have, though? We don't vote for Secretary of State. They're imposed upon us by a melange of international forces.
No, but
the Secretary of State is fundamentally somebody who represents the world against America within our own government. Instead of representing us to the world, what's happened over the last 50 years is that these wobblies who were picked to be Secretary of State usually represents the world's interest within our own government. Okay, my friend, if you name the novel, you gain it. What's the name of my novel?
A Time of War.
Close enough, A Time for War. We're getting there. I invite you to go to michaelsavage.com or amazon.com and grab your copy now to make sure. One reason I want you to buy it, I told you, you have to listen to me. If the book goes to number one on Amazon and number one on the New York Times list when it comes out, America will have to wake up to the description, one line. You want to hear the one line? China is at war with America, etc. Otherwise, they're not going to read that line. You get the picture? You have that power. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, you can learn a lot about people by the company they keep, and this is especially true in the financial realm. Here's a couple of questions to ask yourself when you choose a gold broker. First, do they listen, educate, and serve, or just motor-mouth you into buying? Swiss America brokers believe in serving we lead. Second, ask yourself, is the broker experienced? Have they been through both bull and bear markets? Swiss America for 30 years has successfully help clients navigate the ups and downs in gold? And third, do they fully inform you of the risks and rewards of owning gold? As a long-standing client of Swiss America myself, I can answer yes to all three questions. When my head hits the pillow, I have peace of mind knowing that with Swiss America Gold, I'm covered. And I want the same for you. Call a knowledgeable and experienced Swiss America broker at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. They are the gold standard and very good company to keep. Like me, Michael Savage. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com and you get a free consultation and gold buyer's guide. Swiss America, the gold standard.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
KSFO traffic having a number of problems in the Santa Rosa area on 101. The latest southbound 101 near Baker Avenue. It looks like they just cleared it, but traffic both directions through Santa Rosa will be slow. Northbound 101 at Todd, there was an earlier crash. On the peninsula, southbound 101, University Avenue, new crash. Left lanes blocked there. Traffic is backed up towards Marsh Road. Southbound 101 before Cesar Chavez. Right lane blocked in San Francisco. Northbound 101, of course, slow from 280 onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, it's Officer Vic here. You can make a fortune in real estate, or you can lose a fortune in real estate. The difference is how much you know. Right now is the perfect time to buy investment property, but do you know how to get started? If not, my colleague Kathy Fetke can help. She's launching the Real Wealth Investor Academy on February 9th in San Mateo. At this live event, you'll learn how to invest in real estate, where to invest, and most importantly, what to avoid. Get tips from experienced real estate experts like our own Greg O'Donnell, who will be speaking about investor financing. You'll also learn how to buy real estate within your IRA, where to find the best deals, and figure out which strategy is best for you. This is not one of those guru events where they try to upsell you into overpriced boot camps. This is real-world, cutting-edge information that you can use today to be a savvy real estate investor. And it's only $67 for KSFO listeners. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com. Or call 888-RW-NETWORK. That's 888-RW-NETWORK or realwealthevents.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the Internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend. H. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Have you tried Snorebreak? It's simple. Place one Snorebreak liner under your pillowcase before bed. Each Snorebreak liner is infused with natural essential oils that guarantee a real difference. Snorebreak is soft and virtually undetectable. Get your risk-free trial of Snorebreak while supplies last. Just call 1-800-467-7940. That's 1-800-467-7940. Call 1-800-467-7940.
Conservative, not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is Super Bowl weekend. Welcome back to the Savage Nation, stronger, safer, fairer, better. You know, if I wasn't going, I'd watch it on TV probably for a half an hour, because it's amazing to watch the athletes, the throw and the catch. I can only watch for a bit. But I'm not into it that much. Are you? You know, it's one of the busiest shopping Fridays of the year. People run to the market for the Super Bowl parties. I can ask you, are you having a Super Bowl party? What are you making? Are people in who listen to me, do you watch the Super? You must. You have to, right? It's very American. Well, whatever. It's amazing to me. Open mic to Mike, 855-400-SAVAGE. Anyone who gets on the show gets through my call screen and gets a free copy of my novel, A Time for War, coming out in 2 weeks. KSFO, San Francisco. Mark, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, just two quick notes on attending a game at the Superdome. I went for my very first time the Sunday of the Thanksgiving weekend. When you go inside, the air temperature is much cooler than you might think.
I can't hear you again.
Oh, my goodness. I'm on a landline.
Or maybe it's the call screener. I don't know what it is. Start again. So what's the story? What is it, cold in there?
It's cool when you go into the Superdome pregame. I believe they keep the temperature low because there's more people come in and the game begins. The temperature builds from all the energy building. But
okay, so it's cold inside, so I'll bring a cap.
In the stands.
Like I'll bring a hat and earplugs, right?
And the earplugs. That was the second thing I was going to say. As a
again,
radio
breaking up. Again, is there something wrong tonight? Or is it something with the cell phones? Super Bowl and the ear And when you got to make sure that you're a Democrat, you go, because if you go in a cap. That's what I heard. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Well, I can't imagine that it's a cell phone problem. I mean, that it's not a cell. North Carolina, Laura, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, let's give it a shot.
Hey, Michael. I wanted to congratulate you on your new book, A Time for War.
And thank you.
Ask you if there are any steamy, romantic sex scenes in it, like the other one had.
Yes, Laura. Did you read the sex scenes in the Abuse of Power?
Yes, I did. That was your best book so far, and I've read many of them. I've been a fan of yours since.
Well, of course, I don't put any sex scenes in my political books, because if I did, I don't think anybody would be interested. But look, if I'm writing a novel and there are men and women in it, wouldn't it be logical that once in a while some of them would sleep with each other, given the world we live in? After all, they're not Islamists.
Of course it's logical, but some people...
I mean, if they were Islamists, they would cut each other's throats. But since they're Americans, they usually have a drink and go to bed with each other. I had a lot of people criticized me. They said, oh, you shouldn't have put those sex scenes in the other book. They were very tasteful. Remember, I didn't use any dirty words. Is that correct?
That's correct.
See, in other words, there's a way to create write a scene about passionate sex without getting graphically pornographic. And that's what I achieved in the first novel, because I'm such an excellent writer. So without giving it away, there's a scene here where in this novel, Jack lives on the yacht in Sausalito, the sea rider, with his dog Eddie, as he did in the first book, right?
Uh-huh.
But he comes back one night, and Jack cradled a dog, his eyes went to the blue-eyed blonde standing behind him. Maybe it was his overtired mind, but there was a dreamy quality to the young woman. She was wearing an NYU sweatshirt and jeans. She was barefoot. Her open face had a friendly, welcoming quality that put him instantly at ease. It wasn't until then that he realized how tense he still was. Dover said, hi. Hi, Jack. Anyway, you see, it begins there. Her scent reached him then, something fruity, apricot. Apricot and woman. A yip from Eddie informed Jack that he had stopped scratching. See what I'm saying? It starts nice, then I have a couple of drinks. She's a big part of the plot. She works for Naval Intelligence, but they fired her because she seems to think that there are Chinese agents in America about to launch something on America, and they fire her. So her and Jack get together to try and abort the mission.
And you have her wearing perfume? I thought you didn't like perfume.
Well, I'm not Jack. Jack likes perfume. I hate it. Stay on the line. I'll send you A Time for War.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hi, I'm Joan London.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. The president of a Folsom financial firm has pleaded guilty to wire fraud in an investment scam that bilked more than 300 people out of roughly $40 million. Prosecutors say the Ponzi scheme collected about $80 million and returned half to clients to lure them into thinking they were getting a good return on their investment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed today at over 14,000 for the first time since October 2007, and Google stock finished at an all-time high of $776. Taking a look at the roadways, new crash in Belmont, northbound 101, Ralston Avenue, left lane is blocked. Traffic is backed up pretty much from Woodside Road. Southbound 101, University Avenue, an accident there still blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up from Woodside Road as well. Northbound 101, slow 280 onto the lower deck. Sluggish on the upper deck from the island to 101. I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15 or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right. No title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-715-7501. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-715-7501. That's 800-715-7501. 800-715-7501.
Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change, and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288, NMLS number 308085.
You know, one of the worst feelings is when you get up in the morning, turn your shower faucet on full blast in the home you may have owned for a long time. You hear some funny noises in the wall, maybe see some rusty water, then the water comes out about half the rate it should. If somebody flushes the toilet or turns on the washing machine while you're in that shower, you get scalded. Brian Sussman here. This low water pressure situation is likely due to old galvanized pipes that need to be replaced. Here's the good news. Plumbing Tech and Repipe Incorporated can fix this problem. Plumbing Tech and Repipe, locally owned, full-service plumbing company. They are copper plumbing specialists, and they can repipe your entire home in just a few short days. All the work 100% guaranteed, and their rates are extremely competitive. They service residential and commercial properties throughout the entire Bay Area. Mention KSFO and receive 20% off the entire project. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682, or online, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood prefinished Brazilian hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood flooring sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the Internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend. H. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hillary Clinton then gave a speech, a farewell speech, at the Council on Foreign Relations, which, as you well know, is another anti-American organization, well known to see the interests of the world first. It's not America first to them. It's the America last group at the CFR. And she made a speech saying that we, the United States, welcome China's rise. Hillary Clinton said, we welcome China's rise. And she went on talking about the progress she has made in the world. She said, let me say this. There has been progress. American soldiers have come home from Iraq. People are electing their leaders for the first time in generations in Egypt, Tunisia, and Libya. Electing their leaders. You hear this? They elected Hitler in Germany, too, by the way. The United States and our partners built a broad coalition to stop Gaddafi from massacring his people. Ooh. And a ceasefire is holding in Gaza. All good things, but not nearly enough. I sometimes wonder if these people believe anyone believes a word they say. I'm shocked, by the way, that she'd even give such a speech. But I'm not surprised. I'm shocked, but not surprised. Stronger, safer, fairer, better, sure. WABC, New York City. The trillion-volt city awaits Michael Savage. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Savage. When you go down to New Orleans, I was down there several years ago, did some work for Capital One Bank down there. I know Bourbon Street pretty good. There's a place called Acme Oyster House. If you love oysters, this is the place to go. It's right off of Bourbon Street as soon as you enter.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Joe. All these recommendations are good, well and good. You can't get into any place. Now, you realize that we have the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras back-to-back in New Orleans. It's one of the busiest times in the history of that city. Luckily, you want to hear something interesting, Joe?
Yes.
A caller from WABC in New York said he could get me into a restaurant, a guy named Matt, and he came through on it. We have a reservation through him in New Orleans at his friend's restaurant. No, my only fear is I may not get there in time because I'm leaving rather late from San Francisco. I'm not there, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he got us in. We got us a rare reservation.
Yeah, there's another place also. It's called Pat O'Brien.
All right, that's enough already with the plugs. The plugs are ready. I'm not really looking forward to alligator lime pie. I mean, honestly. I look at the menu in these places. It's not really my kind of food. I mean, I'm a simple guy. The menus are everything is buttery wherever I look. I mean, I don't want to knock it before I get there, but I'm going to have a tough time finding anything I can possibly eat in New Orleans, to be honest with you. I know I'm going to sound like a cripple.
Can I have this, you know, a piece of fish, please, plain, with no butter and no salt on it?
I mean, they're liable to throw me out of the restaurant. Because if you look at the menus, that's not what they serve. It's not my kind of food. I'm a different kind of person. And maybe you like it. I don't know. Maybe I'll like it. I'll try it once. I'll have a heart attack yet. Crab meat stuffed shrimp. Smothered chicken. Blackened redfish. Or I'll try blackened redfish. That I'll eat. But there's many other things I can't eat. Let's see. Creole jambalaya. Maybe that'll be good. Sauteed chicken livers. Some of these I can eat, some of these things. A rack of lamb I could eat. Grilled grouper I'll try. Scallops, but it's with blue cheese and pecans. I won't eat it. And I don't want to tell a guy, don't give it to me with cheese on it. You can't do that in a restaurant that's a local. Tell them how to start cooking. That's the problem. So crawfish etouffee. I don't know what that is. Braised snout, pig snout. No, I was in Roger's place today, and Roger was eating. You know, he's Basque, so they eat different kind of foods than I do. He's eating a blood sausage. And I said, well, okay, I eat sausage. Once. I eat chicken sausages once in a while with spaghetti. I said, what's the sausage made from? He said, oh, we made up 400 of these for 400 people at the Basque Center. I said, what are they made from? He said, it's from the pig's head. I said, what? He said, yes, every part of the pig's head except the eyes goes into the sausage. I said, okay, I think I'll skip the blood sausage tonight. But it's hard for me to eat, basically, in restaurants that serve everything with heavy duty butter, you know? Everything with a butter on it. Or caramelized this, blue cheese that. I'll have to, you know, order around the menu. Here, alligator sausage. I think I'll skip that. Somehow I will not eat alligator. Why do they eat alligator in New Orleans? Are there a lot of them? They have to. I thought they were all working for Hillary Clinton. Stronger, safer, fairer, better. Play Hillary Clinton again. Go ahead, just play it.
I will not have the opportunity to continue being part of this amazing team. But I am so grateful that we've had a chance to contribute in each of our ways to making our country and our world stronger, safer,
fairer,
and better.
She made the world stronger, safer, fairer, and better for who? The Islamists. She made America weaker, less safe, less fair, and certainly not a better place to live in. It's the exact opposite. This is what they specialize in, is propaganda. So,
what difference at this point does it make?
Doesn't make any difference because you own the newspapers. You have them in your back pocket. We came, we saw, he died. That's all. 1-855-400-7282. You want to talk about alligator sausage? Do you want to talk about... What else do you want to talk about in the Savage Nation? So the listener got me into a place called... I'm going to give a plug already, even though I'm... Jacques Imos, which is supposed to be one of the best restaurants in the city of New Orleans. I hope I get there in time, because we're leaving rather late. I'll try my best to be there. I'll probably wind up with a takeout from Denny's. By the time I get there, nothing will be open. No, it's an all-night joint. I want to go to see, I want to hear jazz. That's really what I want to hear. I'd love to be able to, like, stumble into a real jazz club. They must still exist. They have to exist, right? They must exist in New Orleans. I still haven't heard from Fats Domino, even though I offered him a free eggnog. And what do you want to talk about? It's Friday night. Lighten up. How about Chuck Hagel? You want to go through that again? We know he's unqualified. I made a prediction. It hasn't happened yet. It doesn't mean I'm wrong because it's the weekend's not over, and they know America's distracted. Chuck Hagel is the most disqualifiable man in the history of the appointment to be defense secretary. And the best question of all was asked by Senator Inhofe when he asked him, why does Iran support your nomination? It's unbelievable to me. Listen to clip 7 and tell me what you think.
I'm quoting right now from Iran. People of the Middle East, the Muslim region, and the North Africa, people of these regions hate America from the bottom of their heart. They further said, Israel is a cancerous tumor in the heart of Islamic world. They further said, Iran's warriors are ready and willing to wipe Israel off the map. The question I'd like to ask you, and you can answer for the record if you'd like, is why do you think that the Iranian Foreign Ministry so strongly supports your nomination to be the Secretary of Defense?
I have a difficult enough time with American politics. Senator, I have no idea, but thank you. And I'll be glad to respond further for the record.
Now, the left-wing media said that the Republicans were very mean to him. They were very mean. They're just supposed to rubber stamp King Obama's appointments. Well, let me remind them that the Senate's job is to advise and consent. Advise and consent. That's what their job is, you morons. And they're advising us that this man has absolutely no reason to be Secretary of Defense. He's a shock. And I told you what I predict might happen. And that is that he's going to withdraw his name early next week. There's no support for him. He can't get appointed. And more dirt's going to come out on his disqualification. And then Obama will appoint someone even further to the left and even more anti-military than him. This was all a straw man set up to withdraw, to show how bad the Republicans are, because rarely in history has an opposition party rejected two candidates for a position. So he's playing chess with the Republicans while they're playing backgammon. That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think. Boil Louisiana shrimp served cold in a unique remoulade dressing. Can't eat it. Snails basted and baked in a red wine and garlic sauce, crowned with a delicious mixture of cheeses and French breadcrumbs. I would not eat a snail if I was snailing to death. If I was snarking to death, I would not touch a snail. How could you eat a snail? I don't understand it. Fried oysters on toast. It's a big oyster town. I'm not eating them. I got a food poisoning from oysters out in the north of San Francisco 2 years ago. I'll never eat an oyster as long as I live. This is the way it is. I know they're basically good, and I used to eat them for years. I got one dose about 2 years ago. I'll never eat another oyster as long as I live. I'm not a pelican. I am not a seagull. I am a man. Fresh Louisiana oysters baked on a half shell with a bacon and tomato sauce. It sounds good. I'm not eating it. Oysters baked in the half shell with the original Rockefeller sauce, created in 1889. Maybe the sauce has been sitting in the back room since 1880. I'm reading from another restaurant now. Lump crab meat in a cream sauce. No, thank you. Gumbo Creole, bisque, potage alligator au sherry. It's a different restaurant. A well-seasoned sherry wine-laced alligator bisque. Sorry, there's something about it. I'm not eating it. So there's almost nothing I can have on either of them. Here, wait a minute, I got it. There's something I can have under the fish. Entrees, poisson. See, it's interesting how close the French word of poisson is to poison. They must have learned through experience that there was a relationship between fish and poisson. Filet de truite. I won't eat trout. It's farm-raised. Filthy. It's a dirty animal. Pompano grillé. I will have pompano. I've had it in Florida 100 times. I love it. Pompano I've had many times at a Cuban restaurant. I love it. I'm not eating crabs. Then the desserts people pack in. No wonder they have diabetes and get heart attacks and cancer. Alaskan omelets. Puddings of plums. Merengue glacé. How do human beings put this in their body without expecting to get diabetic and go into a diabetic shock? I don't eat dessert. I gave it up when I was 11 years old, but most Americans, they eat it. I see older people, they eat the whole meal, then they stick the spoons in, they share with the spoon, the ham, like it's something special. The sugar illness in America. So I'm going for the game. I'm going for the game. I'll eat food. I'll eat a regular or whatever food, something, and then I'll come home Monday and talk about it. And that's the thing. What would you do if you were me at the game? Everyone I say I'm going to the game to is very envious. They say, oh, you really, wow, you're lucky. I am lucky, I guess. But it's, I don't want to put it down. It's just hard for me to tell you that I'm not that excited. Maybe it's me. I don't know what it is. I just don't really care that much. I'm going to go. I'm going more for the show and for the family than I am for me. By the way, so Obama now not only wants to appoint Hegel or Bagel to defense to destroy the military completely and to make the world safe for Islam, he wants to appoint John Brennan to become the head of the CIA. I swear to God, this is becoming more like the show Homeland every day. Listen to clip 8 now.
Despite my long hair, my earring, and my obvious American appearance, I was welcomed throughout that country in a way that is a reflection of the tremendous warmth of Islamic cultures and societies. Like the president during his childhood years in Jakarta, I came to see Islam, not how it is often misrepresented, but for what it is, how it is practiced every day by well over a billion Muslims worldwide, a faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity.
The man is delusional and a danger to our survival. The very next day, France had to send warplanes into Mali to drive the Islamists out. And this schmuck, this putz who would be the head of the biggest spy agency in the world, tells us a faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity. The front page even of the Old York Times today, Friday, February 1, 2013. Top story. Timbuktu endured terror under harsh Sharia law. Militants hounded women, raised tombs, and cut off hands during rain. And the head of the CIA doesn't see it. I don't understand. If you don't understand it, have we been taken over by a foreign source? What the hell is going on in my country that a man would give such propaganda like this and he wants to run the CIA? What is this country coming to that he can get away with a statement like that? When the Islamist militants came to town, Dr. Ibrahim Maiga made a reluctant deal. He would do whatever they asked, treat their wounded, heal their fevers, bandage up without complaint the women they thrashed in the street for failing to cover their heads and faces. In return, they would allow him to keep the hospital running as he wished. Then one day in October, the militant Islamists called him with some unusual instructions. Put together a team, they said. Bring an ambulance and come to a sunbaked public square by sand dunes. There, before a stunned crowd, the Islamist fighters carried out what they claimed was the only just sentence for theft, cutting off the thief's hand. As one of the fighters hacked away at the wrist of a terrified, screaming young man strapped to a chair, Dr. Maiga, a veteran of grisly emergency room scenes, looked away. I was shocked, he said, but I was powerless. After nearly 10 months of occupation by Islamist fighters, many of them linked with Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, the people of this ancient mud-walled city recounted how they survived the upending of their tranquil lives in a place so remote that its name has become a synonym for the middle of nowhere. Our lives were turned upside down, said Dr. Maiga. They had guns, so whatever they asked, we did. It was useless to resist. Pay attention, gun owners. They had guns, but the citizens had no guns. Pay attention, citizens of America. It has been only a few days since French and Malian troops marched into Timbuktu after heavy airstrikes chased the militants away, part of a surprisingly rapid campaign to retake northern Mali from the militants who held it captive for months. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? This is the reality. And the man who would be the head of our CIA talks about the wonders of Islamic cultures. And he says anyone who says otherwise is misrepresenting it. But it's a religion, he said, a faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity. I'm asking you a very loaded question, which scares the hell out of me. With a pinko leftist anti-military appointee to defense and an Islamist fellow traveler going into the CIA unless he is stopped. Do you think this country can survive? Or worse yet, I'll move it a step further. Why is Obama doing this? You want to go to the worst nightmare scenario, the most paranoid vision you could possibly have? Don't even call the show. Because I can't accept that that's true. I can't accept that he is the equivalent of the Manchurian candidate who became president, and now he's going to introduce step by step, day by day, boiling frog analogy, Sharia law into America without us even knowing it right under our noses. Instead, we'll talk about the Super Bowl. We'll talk about alligator soup. We'll talk about the length of our skirts, the cuff of our pants, Lady Kaka's shenanigans. It's unbelievable to me how distracted we are by the sewer pipe of Hollywood. Now, that's why I have a little trouble in my head going to the Super Bowl, because my mind is on politics 24 hours a day. I have to turn it off myself. It's not easy to do. And I know that if I overload you with this, you'll turn the show off. Frankly, I know it's true. Yes, there's a hardcore band of listeners who know what's going on and they want to hear it. But the general American audience has said, after the election, that went on for 2 years, that campaign. I don't want to hear anything about politics. Tell me, Mike, about alligator stew. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
KSFO traffic, troubles eastbound 80 before you get to Golden Gate Fields. Crash looks like the left lane's blocked. Traffic slow and go out of the MacArthur Maze. In Pleasanton, northbound 680 Bernal Avenue, left lane blocked there by a crash. Traffic slow over the Sunol Grade, of course, from about Jacqueline as you make your way to Andrade. Back to Berkeley westbound 80 now before University. An earlier accident has been cleared. Traffic is slow. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
Well, people should call Monarch Retirement if they're worried about this marketplace and worried about their future retirement. Somebody needs a financial advisor in these markets to try to navigate their retirement course. Questions like, what do I do with my 401k? How about that IRA that I forgot about 10 years ago? We answer questions like this every week. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Kick V-Day up a notch with Sweet Jack. On Saturday, February 9th, sip rare French bubblies with friends old and new at the Nieto Art Gallery Valentine's Champagne Social. Get in for half off thanks to SweetJack.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You see, I don't know whether Hillary, John Brennan, Hagel are lying, and they don't believe a word they're saying, as most politicians, unfortunately, or they actually believe what they're saying. If they actually believe what they're saying, then we can only come to one of two conclusions. Either they're crazy or they're working for the opposition, the opposing team. There's no other conclusion you can come to. So therefore, we have to assume they're lying, and then we can sleep at night. So the only way we can sleep at night is to assume that our politicians are liars. So there, I've come to the conclusion that we need to come to using pure logic. Front page, New York Times, Islam helps shape CIA nominee John Brennan's worldview, and it's a faith of peace and tolerance, he says. And then we read that after the French had to bomb Mali to drive the Sharia law militants out, what they had actually done in that town. Those who remain told stories of how they survived the long occupation by the Islamists, by hiding away treasured manuscripts and amulets forbidden by the Islamists, burying crates of beer in the desert, standing by as the tombs of saints they venerated were reduced to rubble, silencing their radios to the city's famous but now forbidden music. They tried to take away everything that made Timbuktu Timbuktu, said one of them, a marabout of Islamic preacher whose ancestors first settled in Timbuktu from Morocco in the 13th century. They almost succeeded. Was it not for the French military, the French Air Force, Timbuktu would have been reduced to rubble. And the day before that, Brennan, who wants to be the head of the CIA, gave this sappy speech about a faith of peace and tolerance and diversity. Is he lying or is he crazy? Or working for the other side? You decide.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
I will not have the opportunity to continue being part of this amazing team, but I am so grateful that we've had a chance to contribute in each of our ways to making our country and our world stronger, safer, fairer, and better.
Well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that Heartbreak Hotel.
That's what Obama and Hillary have done to the country. They put half the country into Heartbreak Hotel. Welcome to the Savage Nation. We're living through the greatest propaganda campaign in modern American history. The Middle East is on fire, and she says she made the world stronger, safer, fairer, better. I cannot believe that she would make such a statement. Instead of a somber speech about how we tried and how it's better in some ways and not better in others, a straight out of communist China, straight out propaganda speech, digested whole by the compliant stenographers formerly known as the press. I can't eat my heart out about this anymore. I can only mix it into the show a certain amount because you're not going to listen to it. You know how bad it is. Let's say the regular listeners who are hardcore realists know and understand the danger the world, dangerous place the world is, and how much more dangerous it's become under Obama, because he's made us weaker and he made the enemy more emboldened. Let's start with that. And that it took the French, a socialist in France, to send in the Air Force to drive the Islamists out of Timbuktu because they were cutting people's hands off and blowing up monuments and burning Islamic manuscripts, no less, ancient Islamic manuscripts. This new breed of Islamic murderers comes in there, and they tell the Muslims who are peace-loving in Timbuktu that with Sharia law, we're going to do this and do that. And they come into the city, they loot, they rape women, they stole cars, and they killed anyone who stood in their way, but they call themselves Muslims. Now, they did this to other Muslims in Timbuktu. As you well know, that's a city, an ancient city in Mali in Africa. What's frightening about it is the delusion of Hillary Clinton, the delusion of the man who would help run the CIA, who would run the CIA, John Brennan, without mentioning one word about the, yes, largely Islam is a faith of peace and tolerance. However, there's a strain that's emerged that we fight every day, and we have to be vigilant and keep fighting, or they will wipe the peace-loving Muslims off the planet. He didn't say that. The barbarians were at our gates, said one of the men in Timbuktu. This is from the New York Times front page today. The Tuareg fighters, the Islamists, took control of the city, and for 2 days they looted its sprawling markets, raped women, stole cars, and killed anyone who stood in their way, but they were religious now. Then came the man with the big beard, barrel-chested and dressed in a blue tunic, the leader of Ansar Din, an Islamist group with links to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb, arrived with several truckloads of fighters. They said, "We are Muslims. We came here to impose Sharia law." At first, Timbuktu's people were relieved, he said. Beginning a Hearts and Minds campaign, the group garrisoned the fearsome Tuareg nationalists outside of town, which stopped the raping and pillaging. They did not charge for electricity or collect taxes. Commerce went on more or less as usual. So it's like Obama giving out food stamps for the first couple of years. Then a mysterious group of visitors came from Gao, heavily armed men riding in pickup trucks trailing desert dust. They told us they were here to establish an Islamic Republic. It started with the women. If they showed their faces in the market, they would be whipped. The local men grew angry at attacks on their wives, so they organized a march to the headquarters. The Islamists greeted the protesters by shooting in the air. Many fled, but a small group, including Mr. Tandina, insisted that they be heard. Anyway, he goes on and tells the story, and he said the head of it now, the head of the Islamic police official, he recognized him. He said before the fighting, he was just a lab technician at the local hospital. When I knew him, he was clean-shaven and he wore ordinary clothes of a bureaucrat. Now he was dressed in the uniform of the Islamist rebellion, a tunic, loose trousers cut well above the ankle, in imitation of the Prophet Muhammad, and machine guns slung across his shoulder. I told him our women were being harmed. Mr. Og was unmoved. "This is Islamic law," he said. "There is nothing I can do, and the worst is yet to come." Soon it came. They began destroying tombs of the saints venerated by Timbuktu's Muslims. Armed with pickaxes and sledgehammers, they reduced to rubble the tomb of Sidi Mahmud, a saint who, according to legend, protected the city from invaders. Venerating saints in ancient practice here was considered un-Islamic in the austere version of the faith proclaimed by the new Islamist occupiers. Now listen to what I'm about to tell you. This is very important. Mr. Tandina said he tried to use his decades of Quranic education to argue with the Islamists, citing verses about respecting the burial places. They would not listen. Before long, he said, amputations started. Then came the executions. Again, he said he tried to intervene going to the Islamic court with stacks of Islamic law books under his arm. Listen to this punchline now. Islam was whatever they said it was, he said. They did not respect the holy book. They respected nothing but their own desires. Now, I'm going to pause right there because in my radio show over the years, I've given you history lessons. And I try to tell you what happened in the 9th century when a sweep of history began that was very similar to what's going on right now in the world. And it was the conquest by the Islamists who burned the library at Alexandria, burned it to the ground, because for them, the single book was all they needed. The single book, the Quran. They didn't even know what was in the Quran, but they used it as a weapon. They held it up, and if you disagree with them, they killed you. Fanatics, right? I said to you, Egypt, you see, you don't know that Egypt was not Islamic originally, but it was conquered by the early Muslim invaders. And I told you all about it. Persia, Iran, was converted to Islam. Egypt fell with almost no resistance to the new conquerors, who were full of a fanatical belief in the sufficiency of the Quran, and they wiped out the vestiges of the book copying industry of the Alexandria Library. And I am talking about the years 600 A.D. The tide of Islamic conquest poured along the north coast of Africa to the Straits of Gibraltar and Spain. Spain invaded in 710. The Pyrenees Mountains reached in 720. Finally, in 732, the Arab advance had reached the center of France, but it was stopped for good at the Battle of Poitiers and thrust back as far as the Pyrenees again. Let me pause right there, because there's a right-wing group in France right now who understand their own history, and they understand what they have to do to make certain that there's a France tomorrow. Just as there are right-wing groups in America today who know what we must do to make sure there's an America tomorrow. And it's not to take the views of CIA nominee John Brennan's worldview or to Hegel's worldview, because there will be no America left if we let these left-wing fanatics, these delusional left-wing fanatics, take over these important agencies. It's one man's opinion. It's Friday night. I'm going to the ball game. Take me out to the ball game. But I am telling you that each day it gets worse, not better. Each day Obama seems to be turning the screws more tightly, and to impose his very strange worldview upon this country and the world. It's as though they don't even see what's going on outside the world that they live in. It took the French. It took the day after Brennan's speech on the wonders of Islam, the French had to send in warplanes to drive the Islamists out of Timbuktu in Mali. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Even socialist France has a more realistic leader than we have. We have a man living in some bubble of delusion. Does he not know what's going on in the world, or is he part of the problem? We ask this every day. We beg for an answer. We turn to our newspapers, and they do not connect the dots. They do not give us the answer. So some of you take time out on a Friday night to listen to talk radio. And you know I'm an educated man, and I'm impassioned, and I'm a student of history. And mixed in with my funny stories about alligator stew, meatballs, restaurants, the dog, whatever I feel like doing, I try to inject a little realpolitik here, and I don't know how much America can take. After all, it's the Super Bowl weekend. Take me out to the ball game. Millions and millions of people will be watching the game on Sunday. Millions of people could care less. It's called careless. Careless. They could care less about what's going on in the world around them. It's called carelessness. Carelessness. There was once a novel written about terrorists who wanted to blow up the Super Bowl. Thank God that never happened. But do you think that we are immune to our enemies? Do you think that, for example, the Islamists have given up and gone away? Do you think that the Chinese have no designs on dominating us permanently and getting even for the years that they were subjugated by the West? I mean, let's lay it on the line. They're an ancient people. They were around long before America was here as we know it. They have a long view. First, they own the manufacturing. Then they own the currency. Before long, they'll own the military. If we put Hegel in, they may as well run the military. If we put Hegel in, we may as well turn the military over to the People's Liberation Army and ask them to just people the army in the officer class. I mean, this is what it's coming down to. It's coming down to total insanity and a delusion. So what can we do when we have such a radical leftist as president putting in even more radical leftists who are more deluded than him into positions such as defense and the CIA? What can we do? Now, today, of course, there was good news, which is that lunatic Nobel Prize-winning idiot. It just shows you can win a Nobel Prize and be a moron, or you can be a billionaire and be a bigger idiot. Two examples. Stephen Chu. Stephen Chu, Energy Secretary, steps down after the Solyndra scandal. He should have been arrested for the Solyndra scandal. He should have been fired, but they kept him in power till after the election. They let the lunatic go back to his university cushy position. Energy Secretary Chu steps down after the Solyndra scandal. By the way, who's paid for the Solyndra scandal? Where's the $528 million that disappeared under Stephen Chu? Nobody will ever know. The FBI, after all, took the papers, and nobody knows what the FBI did with the papers. Now, that was a renewable energy company, received a loan guarantee under the 2009 stimulus law. $500 million. And the Obama administration frequently promoted the company as a model for its so-called clean energy program. But it turned out to be a fraud. Nothing came of it. And he's leaving now, going back to the university. Going back where he started, to the university. So there's an example of a Nobel Prize-winning physicist who was a useful stooge, a useful idiot of this corrupt regime that's running this country, Energy Secretary Chu. Then you have a billionaire named Bloomberg who was equally a fool in so many ways. He tells poor people what they should eat, what they should drink, and it doesn't apply to him, of course. And this is what we have now. We have a disconnect from reality across the landscape, from city to state to Fed. And the people know this. This is why the people have such a distaste, for the government at all levels, incidentally. Chu's departure had been widely expected and follows announcements by Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, EPA Chief Lisa Jackson, corrupt, and Jane Lubchenco, head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, that they are leaving. Okay. God only knows who they're going to replace Chu with. So you believe me, the cabinet appointments become very important, and that's where democracy comes in, advise and consent. So you have senators quizzing Hagel, and the fools on the left have the nerve to say, Republicans were mean to Hagel. They grilled Hagel. How dare they grill Hagel? They showed us how mean-spirited they are and how obstructionist they are. Have they forgotten that the object of the Senate is to advise and consent the president? They haven't forgotten it because they never learned it. The reason they never learned it is because they're useful idiots of the revolution that is occurring, that has started in the universities and has seeped down to the masses in this country. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
The very people who keep dominating moderates,
you can try
now
selling it.
Call us purists the way the left calls us purists.
Mark Levin.
Yeah, things like liberty and property rights, individual sovereignty, the Constitution, and capitalism. We're purists now. And we have to hear this crap from conservatives or pseudo-conservatives and Republicans. It's called tyranny.
Weekdays at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
That's what it is.
Macworld iWorld, the ultimate fan fest for Apple product lovers. It's all happening at San Francisco's Moscone Center West, January 31st through February 2nd. It's all hands-on tech as you explore hundreds of new apps and products and hear expert talks geared to every skill level. Experience what's new, what's best, and how to make the most out of the Apple products you love. 25,000 fans plus you at the ultimate iFan event. The greatest place on earth for Apple gear lovers, 250 exhibitors, hundreds of new products and apps, dynamic showcases of iOS and OS X products. It's all happening at Macworld iWorld, January 31st through February 2nd at Moscone Center. It's the biggest iParty of the year, and you're invited. Register now, MacworldiWorld.com. That's January 31st through February 2nd at Moscone Center. MacworldiWorld.com. MacworldiWorld.com for your pass to the ultimate iFan event.
The Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
The problem is, at that kind of mileage, I don't care what brand it is, you're going to have a catastrophic failure. And right now, with the truck running, it's worth some money, believe it or not, as a 98 model. But you let the transmission go out, or you shell that engine, and all of a sudden, it's worth what it weighs at the scrapyard.
Email Jerry at CarProUSA.com.
Thank you, Dr. Car Pro.
Then listen this weekend.
Listen to the Car Pro Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation, stronger, safer, fairer, better, making the world a safer place for sane Americans. Open mic to Mike, 855-400-SAVAGE. Visit me online at michaelsavage.com. Check out a chapter from my new novel, A Time for War, and order it so it goes to the top of the charts when it comes out. And the line in the New York Times says, in one line, the United States is under secret attack from China, and only Jack Hatfield, a popular television host, hounded from his position by left-wing forces in the media for speaking the truth, suspects the danger of this lethal conspiracy. That alone, that one line, can wake people up. That's why I wrote the novel. I'm trying to influence the mind through fiction, since America's obsessed with entertainment. First novel should have been a movie, but it probably will never be a movie unless I produce it, given that Katzenberg, Katzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Ratzenberg run Hollywood. And only movies which portray America in a negative light or show soldiers as murderers, mass murderers, or police as fiends get made in Hollywood. Randy in North Carolina, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Mike, it's good to talk to you again, man. I love Fast Domino, too, by the way.
Good man.
Hey, he's great, man. He's fantastic. You know, I tell you the truth. You was asking, you know, I got a lot of respect for you, man, because, you know, I used to listen to Mark Levin. I still listen to him from time to time, and
We try We try not to mention other hosts on my show, but go ahead, say another host. What is it you like about me?
Oh, man, you speak the truth, man. I think you've seen it all along, you know. My girlfriend's trying to call me. That beeping comes up every now and then. But you know, before Barack Obama's first inauguration, you know, when I saw that inauguration speech, I said, that looks just like Mussolini up there, you know.
Well, yeah, what is with the jaw and the head up? Just his posturing. His bearing should have sunk his candidacy. But I don't understand how the American people can't understand what happened. Millions of illegal aliens were granted amnesty before the election. It's never mentioned by the illegitimate press. Then there were, of course, the millions of people who were ineligible to vote who voted anyway, because the Democrats worked around the clock to say that if anyone opposed voter ID, they were a racist and a fascist.
But you know what?
Randy, I'm sending you my novel if you can name it. What's the name of the new novel?
War.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Time for War. Is that
you're getting it. You're getting it.
Okay. But can I mention something?
Dover was watching him with eyes that sparkled with reflected lights from the city from other boats. There was a moment he liked. There were far more interesting things for him to do than looking at the stars. This is the sex scene in the book. She drank a little beer, leaned with her back against the rail. She was a dark silhouette against the darker waters.
Savage.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Questions are being raised about the location of the FBI excavation for bodies reportedly linked to the so-called Speed Freak Killers. 25 days of digging has uncovered no remains, and the lone surviving killer says they're digging in the wrong place. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed today at over 14,000 for the first time since 2007. The Google stock finished at an all-time high as well of $776. Taking a look at the roadways, westbound 80 before Gilman. Looks like we've got a crash in the left lane there. Traffic is backed up before the 580 interchange. Eastbound 80, still slow out of the maze as you head up towards Gilman as well. Still very slow over the Sunol Grade, northbound 680 at 84, a stalled car in the left lane not helping. Look for slow traffic. Really from the top of the grade is where it's worse. Northbound 880 still slow from about Dakota up towards Highway 238. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all or just pay part of what you owe or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
They say every car on the road is a used car, which means every car at the curb or in the garage is an unused car, and a lot of times it's an unwanted car, too. If you have one of those, then why not donate it to the Cancer Fund of America? Just call 800-321-3023, where live operators are available 7 days a week. We'll pick up your car, running or not in most cases, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. Of course, you're eligible for a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your car is going to help support the Cancer Fund. All you have to do is call that phone number, 800-321-3023, to set the wheels in motion, literally. We take cars, trucks, vans, boats, RVs. Listen, if it used to carry you around and it doesn't need oats, call the number, 800-321-3023. The Cancer Fund of America needs you, and there are thousands of people who need the Cancer Fund of America. So call today, 800-321-3023. Thanks.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future. Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Well, all I want is a party now. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild. To be ever loving and true.
It is the Savage Nation, the last word in talk radio every night. That's why I want you to be my party doll and keep listening. Callers, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to Michael on the big WABC in New York City. Michael, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yes, earlier you said you would like someone to call up from an opposition point of view, and I think the Middle East is finally getting the people's revolution that it's called for. I don't know exactly how much Obama and Hillary had to do with it, but it's about time. Are they finally getting leaders like Morsi, who's sort of like a Martin Luther King Jr. in a way, who are not puppets of the United States?
So wait, Michael, you are in favor then of cutting off hands and putting women in burqas and beating them up?
Sometimes it takes tough measures to get things done when you've been oppressed for hundreds of years.
So in other words, the answer to oppression is to oppress them even worse.
The answer to oppression is to get it out of the way any way you can, by any means necessary.
So, in other words, you'd be in favor of what was done in Timbuktu, blowing up monuments, cutting people's hands off. That you don't really mean that. You're just trying to provoke me.
Conversation by mentioning small little facts instead of entire.
Michael, you're just trying to be a provocateur. You know you don't mean that. So what's the point of such a discussion?
They've suffered more than you can imagine. The Crusades, the Inquisition, you don't mention anything like that?
Michael, stop running at the mouth, would you please? Morsi is an Islamist maniac. The country is in chaos right now. Have you not caught up with history? Are you that blind? Don't you even read the New York Times? Even they're pointing out what is going on in Egypt, that the country is in chaos?
It shows how the United States is really what it's doing to these countries. That you mentioned the New York Times.
Wait. What do you mean what the United States is doing to the countries? The Egyptians are fighting with each other. Michael, are you there? The Egyptians are fighting with each other.
Yes, you've been brainwashed somewhere yourself, and you believe it.
Michael, stop being a putz. The country is in chaos in Egypt. What are you talking about?
Listen, I don't want to argue with you anymore. I'd just like to mention, you know, you said...
You don't know what you're talking about. You're a madman. And that's the reason your family ditched you years ago. That's the reason you're alone. That's the reason you listen to talk radio so late at night on a Friday instead of having a normal life. Your life's a wreck. Here's a liberal newspaper, the New York Times. Timbuktu faced terror under Sharia law imposed by militants. In Egypt, they're talking about Egypt has fallen into chaos, with Egypt's political elites warring and street violence taking on a life of its own. This is what's going on in Egypt right now. And Hillary gives a flowery speech. She made the world safer, stronger, fairer, better. And that guy calls, trying to provoke me. I'm not going to be provoked by him. I won't. Rashid in New Jersey, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, how you doing, Michael?
Good. What's on your mind?
I've been listening to you since the demonstration started. And every time I listen to you, you're saying the correct stuff, the correct thing. Look like you are sitting in Egypt. Right now, I want to say that I'm from Egypt, and I've been here like 5 years. I want to say that since Mubarak, Christians are suffering double. Like before.
Yes, of course. The Christians are being ostracized. The churches are being burned. They're being stoned. And of course, to Hillary, It's a stronger, safer, fairer, better world. It's astounding to me.
Exactly. And I think they believe that Americans are stupid. But of course not. When I listen to you, that I see that Americans are still, they understand. They know everything.
Rashid, if you look for the truth, you will find it. But if you listen to Hillary Clinton and Obama, it's nothing but lies, day and night lies and propaganda.
Yeah, that's funny, Michael. That's funny. I never believed that she can say that everything is nice, everything is stable. Look now. Just go look on the Middle East.
Yeah, the Middle East is burning because of Obama's failed policies. He overthrew Mubarak, America's best friend in Egypt, the world's largest Muslim nation. We lost Egypt because of this left-wing academic in the White House and the coterie of lunatics around him. Mm-hmm. Rashid, I'm sending you a novel called A Time for War. I wouldn't ask you to give me the title. Look, it's late at night on a Friday. I mean, it's not like I can avoid saying these things. It's unbelievable to me. They're fighting for power now in Egypt. It's unbelievable to me. It's chaos, and you have to go to page A9 to find it in the New York Times. Instead, page 1 shows Hillary Clinton in a glowing picture, looking sort of like the cat that ate the cream, satisfied with her work, going on to her next phase in her wonderful, productive, liberal life. Next phase, of course, will be running for the presidency so we can have the first woman president, as though that unto itself is something admirable. In other words, it wouldn't matter if the woman was Hitler. I'm not saying she is, but just that she's a woman, that's the good thing. These people are that blind. The liberals are that blind. Oh, she's a woman, therefore it's good. Whatever the woman is, better. Better than any man. Hegel has rough outing before ex-colleagues. Of course you're supposed to have a rough outing. It's called advise and consent. So what, they wanted him to just rubber stamp Hegel? He's never going to be Secretary of Defense. It doesn't matter that he's a former enlisted combat soldier. It means nothing. I can name 10 former enlisted combat soldiers who turned out to be horrible Americans. I love people say, oh, because he fought in combat, therefore he's going to be a great defense secretary. Well, I'm glad he was a former combat soldier, highly decorated. I give him credit for that. It does not make him, therefore, a good defense secretary, and particularly if he has such views. Well, anyway, it's late at night. U.S. attacks brewery merger, fearing a market dominance that could lead to higher beer prices. The Justice Department sued to block Anheuser-Busch InBev's $20 billion acquisition of Grupo Modelo, the Mexican maker of Corona. That's an interesting story if you understand beer as I do and business as I do. Why InBev wants to buy Grupo Modelo. They already own half of Grupo Modelo because Corona, because of the large growing Hispanic population in America, Corona's booming as a beer. It tastes like dishwater to me. I can't drink this stuff. It has no taste whatsoever, flavorless. But it's very popular with the Hispanic audience, and so therefore it's a good buy. But they won't let him buy because they're calling it a monopoly. I can only drink German beer. Otherwise, I get a headache from beer. Horrible. It's the only beer I can drink is because of I forgot the brew. I wrote a book on beer in 1973. Would you believe it? I brewed beer. I traveled the world and investigated beer, went into brew. I love that book, Breweries. I'm not a wine expert. I'm a beer expert. But the German brewing law goes back to the 1300s. That's why German beer is so superior. It's unbelievably. They could only use barley instead of rice. You know, the cheaper beer is made with rice as a basic malt, and barley is far better. Hops, real hops. I love a hoppy beer. Hoppy. I don't like a hippie beer, I must tell you. The hippie beers laced with marijuana I could do without. Here we are in the Savage Nation, late on a Friday night. And contrary to what Wallbanger said, he is not the only talk show host going to the whatever the game is called. I forgot the name of it. Super Bowl. I am going tomorrow. Of course, if he will lie to you about a thing like that, what can you trust him to tell you that is truthful? That's what you have to ask yourself from now on. If Wallbanger is willing to lie to a national audience on the airwaves and say he's the only talk show host going to the Super Bowl when he knows I'm going because I've been talking about it since Monday, and I know he listens because he's jealous, he's petty, he's terrified of me, He's uneducated. He knows I have a high degree of education. He's terrified of being found out. You want me to really unleash? I'll unleash. Oh, the day will come. I'll unleash. I'll let you know what I really know about Waldbanger, one of the luckiest men in history, an unknown, obscure talk show host from the South who was a fill-in for Rush and then got lucky, and they pushed him right to the top. But his audience has collapsed across the country. Why? Because they know there's no substance there. Every word is Good luck to him. He's had a good run. Nothing lasts forever. He's not going to say he's the only talk show's going to. Maybe I should look for him now. Maybe I should bring a bullhorn and challenge him to a duel on the field. Sean, this is Savage. I challenge you to a duel on the field. Oh, boy. That's the beauty of being in radio and being unknown. No one will know I'm there. That's the beautiful part of it. I'm looking forward to spending a lot of time in the hotel room looking down on the streets. Would you believe it? It's like, because I'm an observer. I'm an observer. As a former anthropologist, let me explain something about observing. There's an art to observing. Many of you are observers. You may know it or you may not know it. Maybe you like to go to a busy place and look at people. Well, everyone does that. What do you think they're in a busy place for? Otherwise, they could cook eat takeout at home. So they're going to a restaurant to look at people and to be seen, right? Now, it depends upon whether you're affecting the scene. One of the first rules of anthropology is that if you are an observer, you're already altering the scene. So any anthropology that was done is by and large false, the observation. In that, let's say the Westerner, the white woman, is the anthropologist, Margaret Mead. So she comes to a village in Samoa in the 1920s, and she observes people's behaviors. And because she was so odd to the village, their behavior changed around her. Yet she wrote down that their behavior was the behavior she observed was their normal behavior, but it wasn't. They were on different behavior. So in other words, it was a false, you know, it's a false study. Well, she invented most of it anyway. She turned out to be completely fraudulent, but she was never really found out because she's a woman. And one of the first women anthropologists, they lionized her. But the whole thing about coming of age in Samoa and sex, it was nonsense. She wrote that sex was free in Samoa, and they just did it in the road. So all the hippies picked up on that. Oh, look how the natural people live. Wherever they are, they lay down in the bushes, and they grovel like dogs and cats. Like minks in heat. A lie. A lie. The Samoans were very, very different than that. It was an insult to the Samoan people. But built on that lie, then along came others, like Kinsey, who invented all of his studies. He was a major league pervert, a total major league sick pervert. And yet the Kinsey report is held up as a truth, a truism. Sex in America, sex in the world, all a lie. And based upon this, along came the degenerates of the 60s who broke down society's walls. And take a look at what you have now. Take a look at what you have now. You want me to summarize it in a thumbnail sketch? Just look around and you'll see. The girls have dogs, not children. That's all. That's the answer. You don't have to know any more than that. When a society has beautiful young women who have dogs and no children, the society is over. Why? Well, there's reasons for it. I can give you my analysis of why, since I've launched into this already as an observer in America. I don't know that I should. I'll just make more enemies than I already have. I'll give you a light sketch on a Friday night. Why? Why are the girls not married? Well, you have to say, well, it's partly them and partly the guys. The guys don't want to grow up, and they don't want to grow up for a couple of reasons. They don't have to. There's no social pressure on them to get married and have children. When I was young, I was expected to get married in my early 20s and have children. In other words, you were expected to do that. You say, oh, that's terrible. Oh, look what your family made you do. Well, that's how society works, moron. Social pressure. Whether it is a village in Samoa, a village in Fiji, where I've been many times, or a village in New York City, it's family social pressure that shapes the child's future. Johnny, don't go out with your friends tonight. Stay home and study. Let them be idiots. You'll make something of yourself. Or go to the Chinese community. Okay, the tiger mother, prodding the children. You only got 95, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you get 100? Is that laughable? That's why the children succeed. Now compare it to some other groups that there are no parents to begin with, or the parents are, oh, honey, don't do anything I wouldn't do. Make certain that you take the marijuana pill. Oh, honey, don't do anything I wouldn't do. Wink, wink. And the mother looks like the daughter. The daughter's 15, and then the mother looks 16. with more makeup. And they wonder why the child winds up in rehab at 19. The mother, because the mother's not a tiger mother. The mother's tiger's milk. But anyway, the point is, then you got the boys. Why should they grow up if the girls give sex for nothing? If every girl they go out with is willing to give them sexual gratification without any commitment, what do they need commitment for? So in other words, only by withholding sexuality can a woman hope to get married. It's a primary rule of a society. So, you know, in other words, there's a whole movement within the Christian people in that direction, as you well know, but it's shunned, it's smeared, it's put down, it's laughed at by the degenerates like Lady Kaka. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
For years, I've presented my conservative perspective on current events and politics. Now I want to explain to you a conservative perspective on investing that even liberals may take a shine to. That's right, liberals and conservatives need to listen to my good friends at Swiss America. Today, let's discuss conserving and growing wealth in a changing economy. To conserve means to keep in guard, which is part of what gold does. It guards wealth from a higher cost of living, higher taxes, a weaker dollar, and lower home values. But gold also grows wealth, having doubled in value over the last 5 years. Take the first step now. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Ask for Swiss America's free rare opportunity kit, $30 value, free. That's 800-289-2646 or 800-BUY-COIN to discover the Swiss diversification strategy for safety and growth. Take it from Savage. Gold is a conservative buy. 1-800-BUY-COIN. You need a golden retirement plan today. 1-800-BUY-COIN.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
The best damn morning show, period.
Do you know how they oftentimes euthanize huge whales?
It rhymes with Tom.
Yeah, here, Timmy the whale. This will be your last meal. Just chomp on this. Or maybe they just put it down the blowhole of the whale.
They clog the blowhole with TNT.
Clog the blowhole. It's hot.
Doc, hit the deck.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Right now is the perfect time to buy investment property. But do you know how to take advantage of this opportunity of a lifetime? Get tips from experienced real estate experts at the Real Wealth Investors Academy, February 9th in San Mateo. KSFO's Greg O'Donnell will be speaking about investor financing. You'll also learn how to buy real estate within your IRA and where to find the best deals. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK or go to realwealthevents.com.
Hi, I'm Fabio Giotta from Café Trieste. There's nothing like a fresh cup of espresso made the right way. After almost 6 decades of our family serving some of the finest coffee on the planet, I can confidently say I know great coffee. It takes careful selection of the best beans, lovingly roasted and blended, and a quality espresso machine handled by a knowledgeable barista. That's why when one of our Café Trieste locations needed a new paint job, we called Armstrong. It's about using quality paint, proper preparation and tools, and most importantly, a dedicated and knowledgeable painter. There was no question about who to call. It was Armstrong. Café Trieste and Armstrong have been around a long time, and that says something. So if you want to taste the ultimate cup of coffee, stop by one of our Northern California Café Trieste locations. And if you want the ultimate paint job, call Armstrong. You know the number.
Not all paint is created equal. With Armstrong's private labeled titanium acrylic coating systems, you can paint year-round. Call today from any area code for your free estimate.
Phone 37 and 1234.
Your favorite radio station really helps you out. It wakes you up in the morning, plays the music you love all day, and keeps you in touch with what's happening around you. Now, it just got better. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device, including iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. Your favorite station with the music and personalities you love is always just a click away. Thanks to iHeartRadio.
Why BC powder for fast pain relief?
I'm not good with taking pills, so powder form really helps me. I like that it's fast acting.
When I need to get rid of my pain, I go to BC.
I use them for muscle aches and back aches.
It takes away the pain real fast.
It's been in my family for generations. Being from the South, my grandparents took it, my parents took it.
And I loved it the first time I tried it.
It's the only thing that works, and it works fast.
Relief at the speed of BC.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Nor does President Obama see this challenge as a fight against jihadists. Describing terrorists in this way, using a legitimate term jihad, which means to purify oneself or to wage a holy struggle for a moral goal, risk giving these murderers the religious legitimacy they desperately seek but in no way deserve. Worse, it risks reinforcing the idea that the United States is somehow at war with Islam itself. And this is why President Obama has confronted this perception directly and forcefully in his speeches to Muslim audiences, declaring that America is not and never will be at war with Islam.
Yeah, but Islam's at war with America. You don't have to be at war with Islam. There are elements of Islam at war with America. So if you don't want to be at war with them, then what are we then? Patsies, roll us over. It's crazy. I don't understand these people. You could say that Islam is a peaceful religion by and large for 99% of the people, but there's a 1% that wants to drag the world back to the 9th century, and we have been fighting it. We continue to want to fight it, and the Muslim world itself wants us to fight it. That would be a more rational speech that we could all agree is rational and we could live with it. But what is this rose-colored glasses about Islam? After all, the entire military right now is at war with Islam. Every action of the drones, every action of the covert forces is against some element of these radical Islamists. So who does he think he's delivering this speech to? It's like delivering it inside a rose garden of their own mind. I guess it's too late at night for this. You know, it's late at night. I could read whatever. You want to take calls, Michael? Michael has to ask himself. Pew poll says 53% feel rights threatened by U.S. government. For the first time, a majority of Americans feel that the government threatens their individual rights and freedoms, according to a survey released on Thursday. 53% of the 1,502 adults surveyed by the Pew Research Center responded that they believe that the federal government threatens their personal rights and freedoms. This is the first time in American history since polls have been taken that a majority of Americans feel threatened by the U.S. government. That would mean Obama, who is the most threatening president in modern American history. All you got to do is look at him and see the arrogance on his face, the jaw that's thrust upward in the Mussolini-like posture, the contempt he has for the American people and for Congress itself and the Supreme Court. And you understand why 53% feel rights threatened by U.S. government. But you have to ask yourself why the Pew Research Group didn't publish this study before the election. Because they're part and parcel of the same lie. That's why. They knew this before the election. All of these groups that are trying to regain some scintilla of credibility. Suddenly, oh, they're putting out study. Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at that. We can trust the Pew Research Center for the people and press. They're the very same groups that were putting out lies before the election. So, you know, you can't believe a word that they ever say. It's all part and parcel of the big lie. Big, 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 big lie. It is the Savage Nation. And I am going to the game of the 49ers versus the Ravens. I pray to God they sit me in the 49ers. Is there a section? Nancy Pelosi is going to have to go back and forth from the 49ers to the Ravens because she was born in Baltimore and she lives in San Francisco and represents San Francisco values, which, as you well know, are values like none other in the entire world. And here I am going to the Super Bowl, despite what Wallbanger says. He is not the only talker going to the Super Bowl, and he darn well knows that I'll be there because I said it since Monday. He jumped on the bandwagon after that. I'm not a big sports guy. He'll make bigger and more of it than I will. But I will report on the show Monday. I guarantee you. I will report right here on your local station about the game. The hotel room already fouled out. The windows don't open. I have an issue number one. Claustro job. 20th floor of a hotel. No open window. I can't sleep in a room without an air. So that's an issue right away. I'll be in the lobby probably 3 in the morning. I don't like traveling. I mean, I live in a house where I keep windows open. I can't sleep without a window open. So that's number one already. Then the creamy food, number two. God forbid I sit next to someone who's sneezing. What am I going to do in a Ravens mask? What if I'm surrounded by people in Ravens masks who have the flu? What do I do? I ask you, what do I do? I'll report about it Monday. It'll be a great show. Looking forward to it. Hope you're here. Check out michaelsavage.com.
Had no love and say you know when. You know I love you.
Did you ever think the time would come that you'd miss the cheerful drunk Ted Chappaquiddick Kennedy singing in Mexican Spanish for the adoring crowds?
Jalisco, Jalisco, Jalisco. Tu tenes tu novia, me Guadalajara. Muchacha bonita, la perla es más raja, en todo Jalisco es me Guadalajara.
At least there was comic relief in Ed Kennedy. The man could get on the gin, he could have a song. He was like an old Irish ward boss. It was colorful. It was American. With Obama, it's nothing but day in and day out threatening behavior. Threatening behavior. Threatening everybody. Threatening everybody, day and night. Do it my way or the highway. I am God. So we're missing Kennedy tonight. And there's the related stories to this immigration, which we're going to talk about. Because for some reason, there are those in radio who think Marco Rubio is interesting to listen to. Now, Marco Rubio is a novice. Marco Rubio, he's a lightweight. Let's put it to you that way. He sounds like a kid. Doesn't mean that he's a bad guy, good guy, but he's a child. He is a child, a political child. Why are they latching onto Marco Rubio? Why? Because he's Latino. That's enough. He's an Hispanic. That already makes him better than Albert Einstein to the Republican Party. They're grasping at straws, in my opinion. Now, Rubio would have been a better vice presidential candidate than that lunatic Ryan, the nobody Ryan. I said it then. I say it again. Because Rubio's story at the convention of his father was beautiful. But he's not a presidential candidate. He is not a presidential candidate. Let me repeat that. And if the Republicans are thinking of running Rubio in 2016, there's only one reason. And that is because they're working for Hillary Clinton. So when I hear that Rubio was all over radio, I have to scratch my head and say why. What did he say that's so interesting about immigration that we haven't heard? GOP strategist, someone I never heard of named Alex Castellano, said, "This is going to be tough for Republicans and the recidivist elements in our party. They're now calling patriots and nationalists recidivist elements in our party." Let me remind you of something, Alex Castellanos. No one ever heard of you. And you are not a recidivist element. You're an unknown element in America. No one ever heard of you. And yet they're quoting him as though this is the truth. There's another related story that is worth mentioning. Why are Fox News' ratings flatlining? Fox News ratings hit 12-year demo lows in January, according to cable news figures. They're still number one, and it's relative. Okay, but something is going on. Something is going on. Fox News had its worst primetime ratings in the coveted 25 to 54 demo since August of 2001, and its lowest total day ratings since June of 2008. There are reasons for this, and you know the reasons as well as I do. And if you care to comment on that, you can call me at 1-855-400-7282. If you'd like me to talk about immigration, no one could do a better job than I because I've been doing it since 1994 in the most intelligent fashion. I own this topic. It doesn't mean I'm the only one qualified to speak on it, but I know more about it than anyone. The watchwords of my program are simply borders, language, and culture. That's it. And I believe that granting amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens, as both parties seem intent upon doing, will permanently destroy the United States of America for many reasons. And I don't really know how even Democrats, who are usually cheap and stingy, the Democrats that I've come to know over the years are usually the stingiest people I've ever met on the planet. They tip terribly. And all they really care about is, you know, look, like most of us, as much as they can get out of the society for free or for very putting as little in and get the most out. They're not different than most people in that regard. Why would Democrats want to cut up the small amount of social services that are left already and give them away to non-citizens? I'll never understand. You know, I am convinced that you are saturated with the O word. I myself can't take it. I see him, I turn the TV off. I see a Democrat hack, I turn the screen off. I see a Republican, I turn the screen off. I see a check pants drunk, I turn the screen off. I think I'm through with politics for a long while. Now, I can do other things. I do news views and reviews. I did a show on museums and snuff boxes from the court of Louis XIV and others, and I know many of you appreciated it. But it's a gamble, to be honest with you. It's a gamble. It is a gamble to tell you that, but I'm going to let you behind the curtain. I am telling you that the media itself, the medium itself, is in flux right now. So I'm going to talk about other things. One story that I pulled that I was going to talk about in either case, even if I almost said the word again, even if he, I'll say the word he instead of Obama. It's going to substitute for Obama the word he with a little H. Even if he were to declare the First Amendment null and void, I wouldn't say the O word. I just can't do it. I was going to talk about germs in public places. I would rather talk about pathogens in restaurants and toilets and on lemon wedges than say the O word. I would rather talk about germs on restroom door handles than talk about the Democrats. And so I was going to do this story because I stumbled on it. I'm a bit of a germaphobe. I have been my whole life, which is why I'm still living. I'm a hand washer, thank God, because it makes sense, especially in this day and age, to be a hand washer. For years, people ridiculed hand washers as something to do with neurosis. But it's common sense hygiene. I'm the guy who goes to the bathroom in a restaurant. I'm not going to get graphic. It's not clownish for me to talk about this. It's a medical show. And I'm sure you're like me. You use your hip to open the door or your elbow as you're wiping with the paper. Many restaurants now have a bin outside the restroom so you could throw the hand wipe paper in. I mean, many people do. But have you discovered the fact that there are germ-harboring areas in restaurants, especially this time of the flu? Listen, I don't care what you're doing out there. I don't care what your politics are. And I said this before. I wrote it in 1983 in my book on food fascism, which is that microbes do not discriminate. They don't care if you voted for him. They don't care if you're a devout communist who loves the poor. A germ is a germ is a germ, and you are going to get that germ no matter whether you're a good Democrat or a communist or even a good Republican or a decent religious person. So pay attention to what I'm going to say to you, because I can guarantee you that you don't know that you can touch as many 30 objects within a minute, including light switches, doorknobs, phone receivers, even remote controls, and get germs. But what about when you go out to dinner? What about grocery shopping? What about the doctor's office? Do you know where germs are most likely to lurk? Well, I'm going to tell you in a minute on the Savage Nation. But I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-567-9916 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-567-9916.
Hi, my name is Gary Stein. I own Castor Shoes in San Francisco, family-owned since 1939. About 12 years ago, I had Armstrong put a new foam roof on my home. I chose Armstrong because they, too, have been in business for a long time and have a great reputation for quality. They did fantastic work then, and I'm here to say I haven't had a single roofing problem since. So if you want a quality shoe, come down to Castor's on Kearney Street. But for true quality in roofing, there's really only one choice in the Bay Area. That's Armstrong. There's a reason they've installed more foam roofs than any company in America. They do it right.
You too can have an Armstrong foam roofing system. Lightweight, energy efficient, seamless, and rated to last a very long time. It's hard to compare against other flat or low-sloped roofing options. All these amazing features combined with installation performed to the proper specifications, and it could very well be the last roof you'll ever need. For your free in-home consultation with a flat roofing specialist, just call today from any area code.
Phone 37s and 1234.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill? Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
All I want is a party doll. Come along with me if we're feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my...
It is the Savage Nation with the last word in talk radio. Welcome to the program. I can give you the phone number, which I'll do anyway. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Now I want to get to something else, which is this. I went to Barnes & Noble to buy magazines today. Maybe once a month I go and splurge on magazines, and I like to have them around. They relax me. They relax my mind. So I picked 6, 7, 8 magazines, and you know they're a pretty good reflection of my interests. Car and Driver, Sports Car Market, Hemmings Motor News, Yachts International, Power and Motor Yacht, and Flying Magazine. I feel like I'm 10 years old about to go on a train to Pennsylvania to visit the relatives. But I'm not. I'm simply telling you what my interests are. If you care to talk about any of those topics, the phone number here is 855-400-7282. Any topic is fair game, except I will not talk about Obama's appointments to an obscure labor board. I will not do it. What are you doing this cold, cold weekend on the East Coast? People cannot play golf in this weather. They can't play tennis in this weather. Of course, they could play tennis indoors, but it's a very cold, cold weekend. Al Gore's lies have finally come back to haunt him. Global warming is over. Obama bashing is over. Gun grabbing is over. Feinstein ran into a stone wall because even Democrats from the Midwest won't vote for the gun grabber. Will not do it because there's just it's over. So here's a question for you. If you could have any car, which car would it be and why? I'm going to try it. I want to see if people even care about cars anymore. I don't know how utilitarian America has become. I'm from another time. When I grew up, cars were something special. Today, people, I think, must still care about cars. I mean, Aston Martin has just come out with a Rapid S, which is like 250, 230, whatever. All of the high-end cars are still being made. Corvette just sold a car for $1.2 million to the head of one of the racing forums. He wanted the number one, the serial number one on the new Corvette, which won't even be out until this summer. Here's a Bentley Continental GT Speed Convertible. 197 miles an hour with the top down. A 616 horsepower twin turbocharged 12-cylinder engine. The only reason to buy cars like this is to spite liberals. Because when they see cars with V12s going by, they become apoplectic, which means they lick popsicles when they see you going. I know the word is apocalyptic. I just wanted to see if you were listening carefully. No, if you could have any car, which would it be? And here's another one for a lifestyle show on a Friday. If you could live anywhere on Earth and do anything you wanted to do for a living, let's say, where would you live and what would you do? You'd probably live in San Francisco and be a talk show host if you could do it. 1-855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. I'm taking a chance. I'm doing lifestyle. World's first 2014 Corvette sells for $1 million at auction. NASCAR team owner Rick Hendrick spent $1 million today on the first production 2014 Corvette Stingray. Blah, 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 blah. Barrett Jackson. I watch that at night on TV now, the Barrett Jackson auctions. You know, it's interesting to me to see what people are willing to pay for cars. And you ask, why? Why does a guy go to an auction like pay $89,000 for a 56 a Chevy or something? Why? I don't know. Maybe it reminds him of his youth. He takes it home. He has a cigar in it. I don't know what they do with those cars. They drive them once a month. I don't know. I have a 65 Caddy. I think I got to dump it. 19 feet, 6 inches. It's been used on stage at some of my events. And I don't know. I don't want it anymore. Once I thought I'd put it in a museum, a Savage. I'm never going to have a museum. I don't want a museum. I don't want a museum. There'll be no Savage Museum. All political talk is over. So those are some of the questions that are on my mind. I'm getting car callers, as I knew I would. But I think it's interesting to ask yourself, if you could live anywhere on Earth, many of you dream about it, particularly now on the East Coast with the storms and the ice and the cold. Everyone's wishing to God they could be somewhere else. If you could live anywhere on Earth and do anything you wanted to do, where would you live and what would you do for a living? Don't give me a retirement thing because that's kind of boring. I can't conceive of retirement. I don't know what I would do in retirement. I have no idea. I have no idea why people want to retire, but okay, to each his own. Some do. The idea of an idle day is almost suicidal. The concept of suicide to me. To sit 24/7 to do nothing? How could you live like that? You have to do something with your life. You must do something. You're not put on the earth to idle away 24/7. Impossible. Okay, whatever. To each his own. I cannot retire. I never wanted to retire. I never conceptualized that I'd ever retire. What am I going to do? Golf? I don't golf. Tennis? I was an inner city kid. I never learned how to play tennis. Skiing? I don't know. I mean, I love to watch people ski. I think it's a beautiful sport. I think it's gorgeous. But it's become, as of 30 years ago, it became a like going to Coney Island on a Ferris wheel. The waiting online and the tickets and the this and the morons, the skidoos and the noise and the sound. I mean, if you love it, you love it. A lot of young guys love snowboarding. I'm not going to knock it. It's very exhilarating. But the crowds, you know, they get to me. I mean, the age of the Playboy bunny with the ski lodge and the Alpine and Davos and the fondue is long over. You know what I mean? The ermine coat on the floor next to the fireplace in the lodge is about as attractive as Hugh Hefner's abs. If you could have any car, what would it be and why? If you could live anywhere on Earth and do anything you wanted to do, where would you live and what would you do? That's all. We know global warming, as the fraud it is over. Ask anyone in New York City if they believe in Al Gore's lies as he's laughing all the way to Riyadh. You know, whatever happened to the Fort Hood massacre? He killed 13, let's see, and wounded 30, 35, and he still hasn't come to trial. Because although he's a Muslim, he suddenly grew a beard. Yeah, I am fixated on the Fort Hood massacre. I am fixated on it, right. That came leaking through. I'm fixated on it. Why have they not tried him? Gun grabbing is over. Feinstein ran into a stone wall. So I bought Car and Driver, Sports Car Market, Hemmings News, Yachts International, Power and Motor Yacht, and Flying Magazine. That's the little boy within. It's that simple. And we're talking about the germaphobe within all of us, where the germs are found. I mean, with restaurant menus. Would you have ever believed that? I never thought of that. I'm giving up. Okay, I'm swearing off Indian buffets. I'm never going again. It dawned on me while I was there the other day. Okay, a group of 5 to 7 illegal immigrants came in. God bless them. They need to eat in a buffet. I eat with the best people in America. But then when I got on the line behind them and their kids, I realized that I'm handling the same ladle that they were handling, and some of them were sniffling. So if he's sniffling on the wife's nose, touches the ladle, dips into the rice, and the kakamaka hooka puka puka, I touch the ladle, what, then I grab a piece of the roti bread, that's it? Forget about it. No more buffets. I mean, it's common sense, but what about a restaurant menu? Have you ever seen anyone wash a menu? A study in the Journal of Medical Virology reported that cold and flu viruses can survive, listen to this, for 18 hours on hard surfaces. So, if it's a busy restaurant, hundreds of people could be handling the menus and passing the germs on to you. So let me tell you what to do. Never let a menu touch your plate or silverware. And be sure to wash your hands after you place your order. You want to really become neurotic, go and do it. I mean, don't do it. Don't do it. But then when you wind up puking when you're home 3 days later with the new norovirus, don't say I didn't, alert you to it. I think that instead of having a food taster in the modern age we're in, we need a menu holder. We have to bring a personal assistant in to hold our menus for us. I mean, why do you think forks and knives were invented?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today. And guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Two San Jose women trying to keep a man from breaking into their car were assaulted and robbed early this morning. Police are looking for two men involved in the attack. A wildlife center is treating a malnourished coyote that was rescued from San Francisco's Mission District this week. Rescuers say the coyote may have hitched a ride into the city by accident. Twitter is reporting that more than 250,000 accounts have been hacked. People have been sent emails saying their passwords have been canceled and give a link to set up a new one. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 680, Andrade looks like a new crash. It's in the center divide. Traffic over the Sunol Grade, much better at this late hour. Also southbound 101 at 85 in South San Jose. Left lane, some debris in the roadway, creating a bit of traffic hazard for you. Earlier problems, Richmond cleared on Highway 80. That said, traffic still a bit sluggish. Eastbound 80 from the Maze in Del Cerrito. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information.
Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP. But if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
I'm on the go. Work calls and I'm off. This city today, that city tomorrow, I make sure business gets done. And wherever I go, home goes with me. It's a little app called iHeartRadio. My favorite station's on here and I keep up with the news and sports from the personalities I love.
Download the free iHeartRadio app. Over 1,500 ready-to-play local stations on your iPod, iPhone, Android, or other mobile device. iHeartRadio.com.
And I can listen on vacation too. I'll have another one of those blue drinks, please.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend. H. Service is our best part.
At Advance Auto Parts.
Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back to back, weekdays beginning at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We're going to talk about Muslims in Egypt, mainly the leader of Egypt, given tanks and planes by your president, Obama, giving them planes and ships. The head of this government called Jews the sons of pigs and apes. We have with us Neil J. Kressel, who holds a doctorate in social psychology from Harvard. He's taught at Harvard, New York University, and elsewhere. And his new book is called The Sons of Pigs and Apes, Muslim Anti-Semitism and the Conspiracy of Silence. In the book, he warns of a growing epidemic of hate against Jews. Neil, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thanks for having me.
Neil, give my audience a history lesson on anti-Semitism around the world.
Well, around the world, it would be a very long lesson, but to put it in a nutshell, anti-Semitism has certainly characterized the Christian world almost from the very beginning, and it was it pretty much reached its peak, of course, under Nazism, and since then has declined fairly rapidly in many places. In the Muslim world, it was also there from the very beginning founding of Islam. And at various times in Islamic history, the Jews were treated a bit better, a bit worse, but always as second-class citizens, and that has reached its peak pretty much now.
Neil, why did you write this book? What makes this such an important topic? I mean, I know why, because it's 1939 all over again.
I wrote this book because I believe that the West can no longer afford to ignore Muslim anti-Semitism, and I think that that's precisely what's happening. I think that right now there is a massive amount of Jew hatred which exists in many parts of the Muslim world, and I think that the traditional anti-racist community, or the so-called anti-racist community in the West, is not taking it seriously. And what this means to me is that we are overlooking the type of hatred that is really quite extreme. What we see are religious leaders, political leaders, all sorts of members of the leadership, the elite. We see people who are called moderates being anti-Semites. Of course, the extremists are anti-Semites. And it's not just at the top. When they do public opinion polls, they did one public opinion poll, for example, conducted by the Pew Foundation. They found that 99% of the people in Jordan had a very unfavorable image of the Jews. 99%. We don't see that in the social sciences. When you went to Muslim countries like Pakistan, when you went to Indonesia, to places like Nigeria, which had a large Muslim population, you found almost all of the people in these countries had either unfavorable or very unfavorable impressions of the Jews. Now, when you contrast that to the United States, you find that overwhelmingly people have favorable or very favorable impressions of the Jews. So we're finding this is a big worldwide movement, and I'm very concerned about that.
How does anti-Semitism relate to human rights in general around the world?
Well, for one thing, the human rights community has been more a part of the problem than a part of the solution with regard to anti-Semitism. Many parts of the human rights community seem to be obsessed with so-called misdeeds by Israel. And I'm not saying that Israel is perfect. I think there are things to criticize there. But I think that this obsession with Israel has caused them to be kind of to take a blind eye towards Muslims who are expressing the type of hatred which is not just for the state of Israel, but which is actually, it has its roots in the, it goes back to the Quran, it goes back to the earliest days. For example, Muhammad presided over the mass murder of a whole tribe of Jews called the Banu Qurayza Jews, and that they had already surrendered to him, and it begged for mercy, and he decided that they all needed to be murdered. And this is a story that goes back, this is not in the Quran, but it's in the early classic Islamic sources. Recently, here's an interesting point. Recently, Mohamed Morsi made headlines by calling Jews the sons of apes and pigs, and that finally got this issue onto, say, the front page of the New York Times. But nobody has really been asking why do they use the language apes and pigs. It's not simply some diatribe that they fabricated, that they made up. There's a story in the Quran where Jews basically disobey their own Sabbath. They violate their own Sabbath, and Allah turns some of them into pigs and apes. Now, that could just be taken as an unpleasant story, and you could come up with interpretations of it. Every religion has its bad stories that we have to kind of reconcile with the modern world. But what you find here is that the contemporary theologians, rather than being embarrassed by this story, they've expanded upon it so that you find evidence of little children. If you say, who are the pigs and apes? They say the Jews. You say, who are the Jews? They say the pigs and apes. The chief theologian from Al-Azhar University called Jews the sons of pigs and apes. So anyway, the human rights community, I think they are partly ignorant of this, but for the most part are taking a blind eye because it doesn't fit with their anti-Israel agenda.
Well, why is the Western world downplaying anti-Semitism right now? Is it because Obama's middle name is Hussein?
Well, I think that they do it at their own risk, first of all, because anti-Americanism and anti-Westernism are really close cousins of anti-Semitism. And what I mean by this is that it's very hard to find people who are anti-Semitic who are not also anti-American. And it's hard to find people who are anti-American who are totally free of anti-Semitism. So you would think that the West would not downplay this, would be sensitive to it. In addition, when the Muslims talk about the Jews, sometimes they're talking about people who aren't really Jewish. When I say the Muslims, of course, I don't mean all Muslims. Sometimes you have to clarify this. I mean the group of Muslims, which is a fairly large group, which is hostile to the Jews. There are a few legitimate moderates out there, not many, but there are some, and I don't include them in this category. But anyway, David Letterman, for example, received threats because he was a Jew, and he's not. Or Lara Logan, the CNN correspondent who was molested in Egypt when she was covering the Egyptian revolution, she was attacked. They said, she's a Jew, get her. Even Walt Disney, who sometimes gets bad press as being hostile to the Jews, is perceived sometimes as a Jew. The American government is seen as in the hands of the Jews. So the Jews aren't really only the Jews. So the question you ask is a good one then. Why is it that that the West isn't sensitive to this? This constitutes a threat to the West. And in particular, why aren't liberals more alert to this? I don't consider myself a right-winger or a conservative, but I do consider myself a person who's serious about opposing racism. And I think that this is really an acid test of whether the anti-racist left is really concerned about racism and bigotry wherever it emerges, or whether they're just concerned about certain approved categories of racism and bigotry. So the reasons are, number one, that they really want to get along with the Muslim world. The West would do anything to get the Muslim world, the Muslim majority countries, to like them, to get along with them. And if you're going to try to, for example, get along with Morsi's Egypt, as President Obama is trying so very hard to do, you would have a hard time doing it if you acknowledge that he was a vicious anti-Semite. It's very hard to defend doing business as usual with a vicious anti-Semite. So better not to notice this one particular form of hatred. Another thing is that a lot of the racism, a lot of the bigotry is expressed in Arabic, it's expressed in Farsi, it's expressed in languages that we're not that familiar with in the West. So except for some wonderful translation services like Memory, the Middle East Media Research Institute, people in the West don't have a good way of seeing it. And then one other thing is that anti-Semitism has declined very markedly in the United States. If you follow public opinion polls, you'll see that the Jews are, for the most part, regarded quite positively in the United States, and the Jew hatred has, since the 1930s and 1940s, gone way, way down. So people looking around them, say, in the United States might say, well, I don't think Jew hatred is much of a problem here, and then they might extrapolate unrealistically to the rest of the world, where in fact, at least in the Muslim majority countries, it's a big problem, and it goes beyond that. I think in the European countries, while the situation is not as bad as in the Islamic countries, I do think anti-Semitism is growing there as well.
Do we see younger generations carrying this hatred for Jews?
Well, in the Muslim world, I think we see it loud and clear. I think that, for one thing, all of the radical Islamic extremism, Islamic radicalism, is largely a young man's game, and those groups are the most vicious anti-Semites. But you in fact may see some of the older Muslims who, and Muslims in the United States, for example, who grew up under the traditions of liberalism in the U.S. and who've been here for a long time, showing relatively little of this anti-Semitism, and that you will see among people who are recent immigrants relatively more of the anti-Semitism. Now, as far as Jew hatred in the United States, I think there we find that it's an old man's game, that it's largely left over from the old generation, and that it seems to be dying out, at least in terms of the traditional measures of Jew hatred.
Well, what can we do to stop this anti-Semitism? It led to a Holocaust in the 1930s and 40s.
That's a tough question. The dimensions of this problem are huge. We have, for example, the prospects of Iran being armed with nuclear missiles and an anti-Semitic ideology that's second to none. So how exactly do you combat a regime of madmen who are aiming to destroy Israel because it's Jewish, and there's nothing that Israel can possibly do to make them less angry? I think the answer there has to be in terms of military solutions, whether containment or whether some type of preemptive strike. I'm not going to express an opinion on that now, but that type of anti-Semitism has to be dealt with militarily. I think in terms of places like Egypt, where we're trying to make sense of Arab Spring, I think we have to go in there with open eyes and realize that the Muslim Brotherhood is not an organization with which we can do business, and that in any case we should make it a precondition for dealing with the West with any degree of friendship, that they swear off anti-Semitism, they stop educating children with anti-Semitic materials. The Saudis, for example, our great friends, have been exporting anti-Semitic curricular materials for years, and that some of them find their way into Britain, some even found their way into the United States, but they are certainly used in many, many parts of the Muslim world. We should put pressure on them if they want to be friends with us to stop doing that. And I think we have to recognize that the Arab-Israeli conflict is not going to be solved until this anti-Semitism loses some of its edge. I mean, to go away is too much to even hope for or pray for, but until this anti-Semitism recedes a bit, you're not going to make progress in solving the conflict. A lot of people make the foolish argument that if only we could solve the Arab-Israeli conflict, then a lot of the fuel of anti-Semitism would disappear. But the problem here is that until we make headway in solving the problem of anti-Semitism, we're not going to be able to solve the Arab-Israeli conflict. So I think that they're missing something critical there.
Neil, where can we read more?
Well, my book is available on Amazon. It's available from lots of online booksellers and in big bookstores. So you just look for The Sons of Pigs and Apes, Muslim Anti-Semitism and the Conspiracy of Silence.
Neil J. Kressel, thank you for joining us today on The Savage Nation, and good luck with your book, The Sons of Pigs and Apes.
Okay, thanks for having me.
I'm Michael Savage, and I'll be right back.
Savage.
I love people who eat raw food. They have no idea that the whole separation between civilization and the lack of civilization occurred with the advent of fire and cooking food. All you got to do is read your Claude Levi-Strauss from the 1950s to understand that. I didn't say don't eat a raw carrot once in a while, but if you're living purely on a pure raw food diet, you're doing yourself a big disservice. Get back to me when you're 75 and tell me how it worked out. Nevertheless, restaurant menus. Number two, would you believe this one? Lemon wedges. Protect yourself from germs at public places. Lemon wedges. According to a study in the Journal of Environmental Health, 70% of the lemon wedges that are placed on the rims of restaurant glasses contain disease-causing germs. When the researchers ordered drinks at 21 different restaurants, they found 25 different microorganisms lingering on the 76 lemons they secured including E. coli and other fecal bacteria. So the next time you order a cocktail, tell them you don't want any fruit. Have you ever watched bartenders take a piece of lemon and throw it in your Diet Coke or even into your drink? Where do you know? I mean, do you know where his hand was that night? Do you know where his hand was the 2 minutes before that? So I think it's important. I mean, it's funny. It's a little shocking. But I think I'm doing a public service for you on the show in addition to talking about cars. Maybe you don't want to talk about it. I would rather talk about germs than Democrats personally. So we've already showed you that you can get a restaurant menu. You can get a flu virus. A lemon wedge. Don't get one. Now, here's another one for you to be paranoid about this weekend. How about condiment containers? Are you ready for this one? A PhD and germ specialist at the University of Arizona studied ketchup squirt bottles. And whoever touched the squirt bottle in a restaurant before you, let's say he had a runny nose. It's on the squirt bottle. It's on your finger. It's in your nose and eyes. That's all. So what are you going to do about that one? Look, I mean, you can carry this to an extreme and stay home and become like Howard Hughes with the black fingernails, too. But there must be a way to do it. You do it like I do. You take a napkin, you put it around the squirter, and you squirt. And no one has to see you. It's not embarrassing. Okay, if you're young and dating, you're not going to do that. Guys would rather risk getting leprosy than show any sign of being nervous like this. I know that. They would rather risk getting leprosy from a container than showing a girl that they're afraid of a squirt bottle. That's the beauty of not being on the dating scene. How about, here's another one. Well, everyone knows about grocery carts, right? The handles of almost two-thirds of the shopping carts tested in 2000 were contaminated with, you ready for this? It's disgusting. Fecal bacteria. Ugh. In fact, the bacterial counts of the shopping cart handles exceeded those of the average public restroom. So, yeah, I mean, the next time you go to a supermarket and you're wheeling around the supermarket, I would suggest that the supermarkets now have the wipes. Some of them even have gloves. One other little hint in the supermarkets, if you're a cheapskate, the free food samples they give out, like the little pieces of cheese or a little pork sausage, communal hand to germ mouth zone. Like the toothpick may be in it, but it's open to the air, right? How about airplane bathrooms? I forget about it. It's worth constipation to fly 7 hours and not go in one of those places. When microbiologist Charles Gerba tested for microbes in the bathrooms of commercial jets, he found surfaces in those bathrooms from doorknobs to toilets, doorknobs to faucets, infested with E. coli. And that's one of the reasons many people get sick after traveling by airplane. So that's a tough one. So what's the answer? Well, you have to use a restroom, clean your hands thoroughly with a sanitizer after you leave the restroom, and don't directly touch any of the surfaces when you're in there. I mean, there's a way to... Finally, if you really want to get thinking about this, and it's not a bad topic, actually. Savage.